fucked up. But no matter what the fuck was going on with me, I couldn't be depressed. We Americans. If you motherfucker watch the news, America don't give a fuck about a tragedy. We are the shit. I'm not saying we the greatest country in the world, but we the greatest country in the world. And everybody knows it. Not because we're better. Not because of that. Tragedy happens to everybody. But as Americans, we don't give a fuck about tragedy. Our motherfucking motto should be, fuck out of here. Soon as we get a tragedy, we fuck out of here. That's our shit. Fuck out of here. That's so proud of America. First time we saw it was the Oklahoma City tornado. I ain't never seen no shit like that. That changed my motherfucking life. I don't give a fuck what's going on at your house. Nothing is worse than getting to your house and your house is not there anymore. Your GPS keeps saying, you are here. Bullshit, I left a house in this bitch. I remember that shit specifically. That's some fucked up shit. How the fuck do that feel for you to wake up and your whole city be gone? Like you done missed the rapture or some shit. You just wake up to... Jesus, you couldn't have woke a nigga up? It's fucked up. Because black people know we ain't ready for that shit. We just figured out what to do in case of eviction. We just figured out if the police show up, act like they on your side. Just thank God you showed up, officer. Could you hold that microwave? Thank you so much. Kids, get on out of here. Let this officer help us. It don't matter, though. As America, we too gangster. We don't care. America's too motherfucking gangster. And it don't take a whole bunch of Americans to represent America, neither. Ain't gonna be one white woman in a field by herself missing teeth. And she can represent America just fine. They'll be right in the field just, ma'am, a tornado just came and tore down your whole city. What are you gonna do? Rebuild. I'm a goddamn born here, and I'm a goddamn die here. Some American shit. Why is America that strong? Because of all of us that's in the room tonight. Not because white people are better or Hispanics are better, because blacks are better. No, nobody. We all are the same. That's what makes us different is that we the same. That's why we different. It's the reason why we the same. Because we different. For white people, I don't know how to explain it to you, but for niggas, same difference. Just saying, we all need each other. Life is already too fucked up as it is for you to be hating somebody because of what the fuck they look like. You don't have to do that. No. You can hate somebody because they ain't shit. See how that's not racist at all? Fuck you because you ain't shit. That has no color attached to it at all. Reason I say that is because if we really are the greatest country in the world, then we need to decide that we gonna get rid of racism, if possible, in 2014 while we have the opportunity. Just saying, we all need each other. The new races don't even hate all minorities. They just hate the ones they can beat. That's why they ain't mad at no big swollen black nigga with dreads and shit. They ain't fucking none of them up at all. It's always some 17-year-old light-skinned nigga that look like he just had a backpack on and got a belly full of Yoo-Hoo and he end up dead. I keep saying, praise Jesus, let one of these racists run up on me at a gas station, bless God, and tell me my music is too loud. And see if I don't shut off music for the both of us.
true. All women are great women. Get yourself one. Pandemic taught me ain't no wrong one. All women is the right one. Get yourself one. Get yourself a big girl if you got a choice. You need a big girl. I was in the pandemic. I tried. I saw. I conquered. I felt it. I know. If you want to go through a pandemic, get you a big woman. It'll be the easiest pandemic you ever believe. You can trust a big woman. You don't even know. You don't even know you hungry and she already cooking. You're gonna be looking at her first. I think she got it. Big woman is perfect in the pandemic. She do everything right. If it's cold, she'll heat up the whole room. Cracking her legs one time. If it's too hot, she won't even touch you skin to skin. She don't want it to stick. Fellas, you get with a big girl, you feel your body do some shit you ain't never felt your body do and your body ain't never been trained to do. All you need to do is get a big enough girl and you'll feel your body nestle. Look at niggas, what? If you ever roll over on a woman bigger than you, you did. The safest sleep you ever gonna have. That's what I'm there. I'm trying to tell you now. Yes. All the women is excited. I got me a short girl. I've never had a short girl before because I'm short. Fuck what I be doing with somebody short, but I was missing out. I didn't know they was that much fun. I fucked a short girl in the car. This bitch was in every chair in the car. And me and my dick never moved. She was just about her life. I like a giant girl. No disrespect to the tall girls. I don't mean 5'9", 5'12", none of that. I'm talking about 6'4", 6'5", huh? I'm talking about a giant woman. How big you want them? Giant. I want her so big, if she cooking breakfast in the kitchen, in one of them summer dresses, I want to be able to slide up right between the vagina without breaking a strap. Grab that clitoris like a red nose pin. I like a woman so big you gotta fuck her in two rooms. That's when you got one of them WNBA girls. You fuck her in two rooms. I'm in the bedroom locked in for damage. Every 150 strokes, I go check on her in the living room. How's that working out for you, baby? Is that good back there? How am I doing? Oh, I'm killing it, but I'm gonna take it to the bridge, Dick. I'm gonna take it to the bridge. Saying I like it. I like all the girls. I ain't got no favorites. But I say this. If some women don't get their flowers at all, it's a group of women around the whole world and nobody ever talks about. And they keep everything going. And they'll never get no credit. We're going to talk about them and give them their credit tonight. Where's all the fellas in here with an ugly woman? Make some noise. Some people saw their whole marriage go before their eyes. Can I trust in you? Look. Oh, everybody in here with somebody ugly know better. They just staring at me like this. No, you supposed to want what you need. You supposed to want what you need. When you was in the bathroom crying to the Lord, you said, send me the bitch I need. That is the bitch you need. Yeah, yeah. Stop judging people. by the outside only. Fuck you mean. The ugliest people be pretty. They still ugly. Every man in here with an ugly woman knows something the world don't know. She might be ugly to you. She ain't ugly to me. I ain't gonna tell you why. But sometimes you need an ugly woman. An ugly woman will save your motherfucking life. You can be famous being ugly. All of us know the story of Harriet Tubman. They don't tell us but two things about Harriet. They tell us that she freed the slaves and she was ugly. Give a fuck. It's the truth. It's what the fuck they say. She freed the slaves and she was ugly. It's a motherfucking lie. Harriet was motherfucking beautiful. Slavery was ugly, bitch. One more time for the people in the back. I say, Harriet was beautiful. Slavery was ugly. And to free the slaves, Harriet needed to be ugly. Because the enemy was ugly. Harriet wasn't the only woman out there freeing slaves. There was another woman out there freeing slaves. Her name was Beulah. She was beautiful, looked like Tracy Ellis Ross. Light skin, hair down to her ass, bubble butt, smelled like fruit and berries. Everybody loved her. Thousands of slaves followed Beulah. But beautiful could get you away from being a slave. You needed ugly. Because your life was on the line, bitch. This real slavery. You in the real woods. It's really midnight. And if anybody see you, from an adult to a small child, your ass is dead, bitch.
You gotta have fun in your life. Some of y'all just need to go on and smoke some weed. I know there's a great stigmatism on weed, and some of y'all don't smoke it because it's a drug, but I'm explaining to you that weed can be helpful in your life. There is a chemical in weed that's called it. And if you could just get that in your system, it could change your life. It really could. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm gonna do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm gonna do about this light bill. I just, them damn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them. You gotta be careful. Gotta be careful, because I got responsibilities and obligations. I'm a grown man. I can't just be smoking weed all the time. I've had to cut certain brothers out of my circle because we need to be smoking with a finish line. I can't be smoking with ain't got no goals. They just, we high and we high and we high and we high and we rolling and we high and we re-up and we high. Just where is the finish line? Let me come down first and then re-high. I can't high, high. I can't do it. I got stuff to do. Because weed is getting way too strong. I had to have a meeting with all of the Louisiana weed salesmen and explain to them I need regular weed. I needed to say right on the bag, regular weed. I don't want with a nickname, not Thriller, Killer, Salmonella, none of that. You gotta be careful. You can't do everything and get high. Can't do it. CNN, you can't watch CNN when you really high because it goes against your highness. Because on CNN, they do replays where they play stuff over and over and over and over and over again. And that's not good when you're high. Last time I was high and watching CNN, the space shuttle had just blew up. I didn't know it was a replay. I thought the kept happening. I'm in my house distraught in a stop sending them up there. They done killed 9 more. I told y'all I was in Hollywood. You can't believe everything in Hollywood, but some of it is true. I was doing a TV show with Snoop, and he came on. He was like, when we take our lunch break, we're gonna go to my trailer and hit some weed. And I'm all like, what? Hit some weed? I done hit some weed all across the country. You can't scare me with no hit some weed. I'm ready to hit. I didn't say this to him personally. But that's what I was thinking. So I was like, okay, ain't nobody scared to hit some weed with Snoop. It's just weed. So I go in the dressing room. It's me, Snoop, and two. We sitting there. I'm watching them roll it, light it, put it in rotation. Everything is fine. After about 4¾ minutes, I start noticing that I am higher than I have ever been my entire damn life. I don't mean cool high. I'm talking about scary high. Ha 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 ha. I'm talking about the kind of high where you looking down at satellites in your mama's house and Cafe Du Monde, and I don't want to be this high, Jesus. And I'm trying to figure out how I could get this high in 4¾ minutes. I swear to God, I look up, these nasty, no good brothers have lit 4 blunts, and they are all in rotation at the same damn time. We in that looking like an Olympic ghetto track meet. We tried to beat Snoop. I swear to God, they put the blunts out and went right back on the show like ain't happened. Meanwhile, I'm in the bathroom trying to remember what damn show I'm on. Just, am I Gary Coleman? I can't even focus. Lord.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. Jeez, I'm cold down like you motherfuckers bounce.
It's true. All women are great women. Get yourself one. Pandemic taught me ain't no wrong one. All women is the right one. Get yourself one. Get yourself a big girl if you got a choice. You need a big girl. I was in the pandemic. I tried. I saw. I conquered. I felt it. I know. If you want to go through a pandemic, get you a big woman. It'll be the easiest pandemic you ever believe. You can trust a big woman. You don't even know. You don't even know you hungry and she already cooking. Your stomach, look at her first. I think she got it. Big woman is perfect in the pandemic. She do everything right. If it's cold, she'll heat up the whole room. Just cracking her legs one time. If it's too hot, she won't even touch you skin to skin. She don't want it to stick. Fellas, You get with a big girl, you feel your body do some shit you ain't never felt your body do and your body ain't never been trained to do. All you need to do is get a big enough girl and you'll feel your body nestle.
Look at niggas, what?
If you ever roll over on a woman bigger than you, you just... the safest sleep you ever gonna have, nestled up there, I'm trying to tell you now. Yes. All the women is exciting. I got me a short girl. I've never had a short girl before because I'm short. Fuck what I be doing with somebody short, but I was missing out. I didn't know they was that much fun. I fucked a short girl in the car. This bitch was in every chair in the car. And me and my dick never moved. She was just about that life. I like a giant girl. No disrespect to the tall girls. I don't mean 5'9", 5'12", none of that. I'm talking about 6'4", 6'5", I'm talking about a giant woman. How big you want to get? Giant. I want her so big, if she cooking breakfast in the kitchen in one of them summer dresses, I want to be able to slide up right between the vagina without breaking a strap. Grab that clitoris like a red nose pin. I like a woman so big you gotta fuck her in two rooms. That's when you got one of them WNBA girls. You fuck her in two rooms. I'm in the bedroom locked in for damage. Every 150 strokes, I go check on her in the living room. How's that working out for you, baby? Is that good back there? How am I doing? Oh, I'm killing it? Well, I'm gonna take it to the bridge, then. I'm gonna take it to the bridge. Just saying, I like it. I like all the girls. I ain't got no favorites. But I'll say this, if some women don't get their flowers at all, it's a group of women around the whole world that nobody ever talks about. And they keep everything going. And they don't never get no credit. We're going to talk about them and give them their credit tonight. Where's all the fellas in here with an ugly woman? Make some noise. Some people saw their whole marriage go before their eyes. Can I trusted you? Look. Oh, everybody in here with somebody ugly, no better. They just staring at me like this. No. You supposed to want what you need. You supposed to want what you need. When you was in the bathroom crying to the Lord, you said, send me the bitch I need. That is the bitch you need. Yeah. Yeah. Stop judging people by the outside only. Fuck you mean. The ugliest people be pretty. They still ugly. Every man in here with an ugly woman knows something the world don't know. She might be ugly to you. She ain't ugly to me. I ain't gonna tell you why. But sometimes you need an ugly woman. An ugly woman will save your motherfucking life. You can be famous being ugly. all of us know the story of Harriet Tubman. They don't tell us but two things about Harriet. They tell us that she freed the slaves and she was ugly.
Show me all your secrets.
It's the truth. It's what the fuck they say. She freed the slaves and she was up. It's a motherfucking lie. Harriet was motherfucking beautiful. Slavery was ugly, bitch. One more time for the people in the back. I say, Harriet was beautiful. Slavery was ugly. And to free the slaves, Harriet needed to be ugly. Because the enemy was ugly. Harriet wasn't the only woman out there freeing slaves. There was another woman out there freeing slaves. Her name was Beulah. She was beautiful, looked like Tracy Ellis Ross. Light skin, hair down to her ass, bubble butt, smell like fruit and berries. Everybody loved her. Thousands of slaves followed Beulah. But beautiful could get you away from being a slave. You needed ugly. Because your life was on the line, bitch. This real slavery. You in the real woods. It's really midnight. And if anybody see you, from an adult to a small child, your ass is dead, bitch. And you going through them woods. You hear them dogs coming from a distance. And that's generally when niggas get scared and start running and get killed. But you ain't had to be scared if you was with Harriet. Them dogs will come and Harriet will get down eye to eye with them dogs. Pull a pistol out of panties. You just hit it all. A lot of people follow Beulah. She was beautiful. But that bitch didn't have the GPS of a box of rocks. 3,000 slaves followed that beautiful bitch and wound up on they same master's plantation at 3 in the afternoon. Damn it, Beulah! Just gotta thank God for small blessings. I like all vaginas. But it's something about a big clit. And nobody can beat what God make. That's what make pussy so delicious. Over the pandemic, I was able to explore pussies I had never even tried before. Different flavors and varieties. All delicious. I learned some shit. I learned I don't even have no preference. I just got two that I prefer over the rest. But any gyna is a good gyna. Fellas, think about the worst piece of pussy you ever come across. That vagina was worth 4 penises. Treasure your vaginas. They're collectibles.
Shoo! My favorite type of all of them is the creamer. Ladies, don't do that. Look at the creamer. Ain't nothing like a creamer. Woo! Ladies, science has just found out that scientifically, for every one drop of cream your vagina produces, that is worth 32 extra strokes. From your man at any time. As a man, we could be just ready to quit. We just in the middle of the dismount, all right? That's about it. If you see one little piece of cream, it's a whole new game. Now I'm gonna be magicians now. There's the cream. Where's the cream? There's the cream. Where's the cream? There's the cream. You cream on nigga there. Cream on nigga. Any cream. Ladies, when science finds out what food makes vagina creamy, that shit ain't gonna stay on the shit. It's gonna be gone. Look at the women with the dry coochie trying to look at me like they know what I'm talking about. Cream seems unsanitary. Ain't nothing fuck with that creamy now. Only thing better than the creamy is the squirter. Ladies, don't do that shit. No. Statistically, 65% of all men have heard of a squirter. But they ain't never been squirted upon. So when you ladies made that noise, it was men of all races doing it. Because if you come to Vegas and get a squirter, nigga, that's like winning a jackpot. Nothing is better than a squirter. Now, understand, as men, we never understood the squirt anyway. We always wondered why she wouldn't let us know beforehand that she planned on squirting. Fellas, scientifically, I found out women don't even know when they finna squirt. So now it makes sense that they always look surprised when we look surprised. We always look like, hey. And they look like, I cannot believe this. Well, I didn't think I was this comfortable, but clearly you're doing something right. Ladies, if you could turn your head like an owl and look at your man back there being squirted on, you would find out that this is the greatest thing that can happen with a man and his penis. This is the standing ovation of the vagina world. If you could just turn around and see your man, he is back there looking like a 7-year-old in a sprinkler system. He is happier than he has ever been back there. Gotta love a squirter. Gotta love it. But now, everything God make, you can't overdo it. God made sugar. You eat too much sugar, you'll die. God made salt. You can love salt all you want to. If you eat too much, you'll die. God put something in all the shit, even with squirt. If you had to go on a 100-city tour and experiment, and you happen to run across 300 squirters, hypothetical, you find out something very interesting. You find out for every drop of squirt, there is a small, teeny, itty bitty, teeny weeny, 2%. Not a lot of pee. Not a lot of pee. Just enough pee for you to smell it one time. In the morning and then never smell it again. Great women. Get yourself one. Pandemic taught me ain't no wrong one. All women is the right one. Get yourself one. Get yourself a big girl if you got a choice. You need a big girl. I was in the pandemic. I tried. I saw. I conquered. I felt it. I know. If you want to go through a pandemic, get you a big woman. It'll be the easiest pandemic you ever believe. You can trust a big woman. You don't even know. You don't even know you hungry and she already cooking. Your stomach, look at her first. I think she got it. Big woman is perfect in the pandemic. She do everything right. If it's cold, she'll heat up the whole room. Cracking her legs one time. If it's too hot, she won't even touch you skin to skin. She don't want it to stick. Fellas, you get with a big girl, you feel your body do some shit you ain't never felt your body do and your body ain't never been trained to do. All you need to do is get a big enough girl and you'll feel your body nestle. Look at niggas, what? If you ever roll over on a woman bigger than you, you just... The safest sleep you ever gonna have, nestle up there, I'm trying to tell you. Yes. All the women is excited. I got me a short girl. I've never had a short girl before because I'm short. Fuck what I be doing with somebody short, but I was missing out. I didn't know they was that much fun. I fucked a short girl in the car. This bitch was in every chair in the car. And me and my dick never moved. She was just about that life. I like a giant girl. No disrespect to the tall girls. I don't mean 5'9", 5'12", none of that. I'm talking about 6'4", 6'5", I'm talking about a giant woman. How big you want her? Giant. I want her so big, if she cooking breakfast in the kitchen, in one of them summer dresses, I won't be able to slide up right between the vagina without breaking a strap. Grab that clitoris like a red-nosed pin. I like a woman so big you gotta fuck her in two rooms. It's when you got one of them WNBA girls. You fuck her in two rooms. I'm in the bedroom locked in for damage. Every 150 strokes, I go check on her in the living room. How's that working out for you, baby? Is that good back there? How am I doing? Oh, I'm killing it, but I'm gonna take it to the bridge, Dick. I'm gonna take it to the bridge. Just saying, I like like all the girls. I ain't got no favorites. But I'll say this. If some women don't get their flowers at all, it's a group of women around the whole world that nobody ever talks about. And they keep everything going. And they don't never get no credit. We're gonna talk about them and give them their credit tonight. Where's all the fellas in here with an ugly woman? Make some noise. Some people saw their whole marriage go before their eyes. Can I trust in you? Look. Oh, everybody in here with somebody ugly, no better. They just staring at me like this. Nah, you supposed to want what you need. You supposed to want what you need. When you was in the bathroom crying to the Lord, you said, send me the bitch I need. That is the bitch you need. Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's called World War III. Because there's a whole motherfucking war going on right now. And they ain't telling us shit. We don't even know whose side is what. Whole war going on. Fortunately for us, it's simple. It ain't even complicated. White people don't get nervous. It ain't about race this time. Mm-mm. Ain't about money this time. No, no. This time it's the lie versus the truth. Just that simple. The lie versus the truth. That's it. Just the lie. Verse 2. The lie. I'm not here to say what side is the best side. I'm just saying them the sides. Watch this. Where's all the lovers of truth at in the building? Make some noise if you love the truth. Look at the lovers of truth strong in this bitch. Keep that same energy. Don't switch up on them. The lovers of truth. Watch this. Where's all the liars in the building? Make some noise, liars. Yeah. Look at the love of the truth.
What? I didn't think they would tell the truth.
Liars do what the fuck they want to do. But just understand, it's two sides. You always got to have a proper respect for your ops. One of these sides don't respect the ops. The love of the truth, they don't give a fuck about the lie. And they will tell you, this is the truth right here. I don't give a fuck. You tell them about the lie, they don't, the lie ain't shit. Shit. Lies run the world. Better respect it. Lies run the world. For every time one lie get told, 1 million people make $1 million. For every lie, you know who the fuck paid for it? Whoever the fuck don't know, it's a lie. That's who the fuck paid for it. Yep. And they lie to all of us. Some of us. Look at white people. Not us. Yes. All of us. They lie to us all together. They told all of us in here. There's a chicken wing shortage. Look at people of all races and religions, genders and creeds, all agreeing. They sure did say that. They told all of us, it's a chicken wing shortage. And no matter how much we all love chicken, we didn't riot in the streets. We didn't burn burger places down. We just believed them. But liars always leave a clue. They think they smarter than them is. They say it to all of us, there is a chicken wing shortage. Did you notice they did not say it was a shortage of chickens? Chicken wing
shortage. But they did not say it was a shortage of chickens. Now, I know some of y'all don't grow up on the farm. Maybe you don't see a chicken every day. But try to envision in your mind what a chicken looks like. Because if a liar can get you to believe some shit, they don't stop there. They double that. Just so you knew they was lying, they said some shit next that don't even make mathematical sense. They said there's a chicken wing shortage, but we got plenty thighs. But I will tell you this. All chicken wings come from a chicken. They get two wings, two thighs. Don't start talking about you got a whole bunch of thighs. Where the fuck you getting these spider leg chickens from? See, the problem is, some of y'all believe in God, some of y'all believe in science. I believe in both. Science might have done some things, and God did some things. Science might have made a lot of shit, but God made the chicken. You ain't gonna tell me God made the chicken. He did that for the world. That's how you know it's from God. What group of people don't fuck with chicken?
Look at the vegans.
Just us.
God made the chicken. That bitch ain't safe nowhere. Every time a chicken's foot hit the ground, somebody wanna put that bitch in grease. In China, in France, in Europe, in Mississippi. How you know God made it? Because that bird is the most delicious bird in the whole world. And that motherfucker can't fly. Because God loves you. If chickens could fly, half the motherfuckers in here be dead right now if you had to. If you had to catch your own two-piece, you'll die. You just in the backyard. That was a spicy combo, too. I can't keep missing these opportunities. Anyway, I'm just saying, figure out what you can trust. Because it used to be, it was people out there that we trusted. They job made us trust them. that they would do the right thing by us. That shit is gone, gone. Been gone. Fuck you, man. They want you to do shit that don't make no sense. That's why I won't even talk about politics no more. Ain't shit to talk about. The fuck I'm supposed to do if both sides is the dumb side. I don't even want to play no more. The fuck is this shit? But that's America. We just don't want what we had last. Ten years ago, some of you ladies was with a full-fledged gangbanger. And look at you 10 years later in here with that bank teller. You look like you work at the bank.
It's a new world out there. You just gotta know what's true. Let that be true to you. Don't let them change what your idea of true is. Cause they try to tell us shit ain't right, and we know what the fucking answers are. They try to tell us ain't no global warming. Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. We live on this globe. We know it's global warming. What the fuck happened to winter? Won't nobody say shit. Winter is gone. When we was kids, winter was 19 months long. Snowmen used to last for 4 or 5 months. Now, winter is gone. Winter used to be from September to April. Then winter was from November to March. Now winter is just in Alaska and New York. That's it. Nobody else has seen a winter at all. Come on, ain't no global warming. Yes, it is. Shit's getting aggressive. Shit's getting more aggressive. Fast food is getting more aggressive. Fast food used to be just a decision you make. Now they getting aggressive. And we gotta know when to draw the line. Taco Bell done started trying to trap niggas. I gotta go all around the country warning my people to beware. Taco Bell is trying to trap niggas. Yes, they made a taco out of chicken meat. Yeah, trying to trap niggas in there. We got to draw the line. No, Taco Bell. No. We don't stop them now, they'll have chitlin chimichangas and hog maw nachos. No. We don't want no cornbread churro. Make them regular. Fast food done got more aggressive. You know who I blame for this shit. That motherfucking Popeyes lady. I love Popeyes, but I can't stand that motherfucking Popeyes lady. That bitch is a slave. Every time you hear her, she's singing that slave-ass chicken song. Just learn that chicken from Popeye. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm gonna let you know, white people, in front of all these minorities, that bitch does not speak for all niggas. We've been frying chicken for 400, 500 goddamn years. This bitch just coming up with new recipes. She ain't checked with niggas at all. Because every 2 weeks she got a new chicken niggas have never heard of. Try our new ghost pepper chicken. Wait a minute, bitch. Niggas don't even believe in ghosts. You don't get that voodoo ass chicken out of here, bitch. We are Christians on this side, I'll have you know. Fuck that bitch. Every time she do a commercial, it's got to be some coonery and shit. She got Jerry Rice looking like Scatman Crothers with Vaseline on his face, with a helmet on, eating chicken wings and dancing and shit. Everybody get more aggressive. The most aggressive is Arby's. Arby's is aggressive. Every 45 seconds, Arby's got 3 new sandwiches and a brand new commercial. They trying to gangster niggas into coming in there. Dun, 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 dun. We have the meat. That don't even sound attractive. You should stop saying that. That does not sound good. Poor Arby's. Arby's is desperate. Arby's been cooking for 150 years. They just found out niggas do not eat roast beef. Every nigga in here know where a roast beef sandwich is at Arby's. You wouldn't go to Arby's to save your life. If Jesus came back to Arby's, you'd have to meet him in the parking lot. Just... No, Jesus, I'm right outside. As soon as you come outside the door. No, I can't eat nothing out of there but the curly fries and the Jamocha shake, Jesus. That's the only thing in my stomach. can go to Arby's. Arby's got 500 items on the menu. I went to Arby's, they gave me a sandwich with meatloaf, corned beef, brisket, pulled ham, turkey, two fish sticks, a crab cake, a dollar of a coleslaw, on two pieces of hot water cornbread for $1.29. Came with two bags of chips and three drinks. Please come to Arby's. They desperate. And I know, I talk a lot about race, but I don't want people to think it's more racist than it usually is. No, it's the same. They don't hate all niggas, they just like some more than others. If you tall and dark with a deep voice, they love your motherfucking ass. That nigga selling the shit out them Allstate commercials.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
And white people are like, I trust him, I really do. I think he has our best interests at heart. You tall and dark with a deep voice, they love you. That nigga selling the shit out them ADT commercials. Being ranked right motherfucking in the front camera. Don't you even think about coming in here. If you don't get your black ass out this front yard before we both get shot, come in here, ADT. You tall and dark, they love you. Samuel L. Jackson is still selling the shit out them Capital One commercials. That nigga be cleaner than the Board of Health. He just sound too edgy at the end, like he might, maybe could rob you. Just, what's in your wallet?
God damn, Sam, what the fuck? You still out there, nigga?
It's a new world out there. Gotta take care of yourself, eat right, drink right. They got a flu virus out there that's killing people. The flu is already bullshit. You don't need to catch the flu and die. Don't worry about me, I can't catch the flu. A lot of y'all don't know, every time you go to jail, you get a flu shot. So, I done had 22 flu shots. I can't legally catch the flu until 2026, I think it is, okay? I can't get the flu, tuberculosis, none of that shit. I go to jail, they don't even make me take a picture. They let me pick from my book. Which one of these do you like, Mr. Williams? You can pick any one of these out. It's a new world out there. It's a new world. Alexa, what time is it? She don't say, nigga, find your own clock. Gonna be new shit in the future. They already making robots right now that can fuck. Ladies, I'm warning y'all now. Get your pussy game together. Hurry up for these robot bitches get here. It's gonna be some shit. You think niggas is bad with they phone? Wait till they get a robot bitch. That bitch run out of her charger, niggas. I need a cord. I need a USB real fast. My computer bitch done went down. Nigga, hurry. I got her in the shop. I'm getting her pussy tightened up. It wasn't the way I wanted that to happen. What she do? You fuck her and she play ESPN. It's beautiful. You ain't never had no shit like this. But that's okay, ladies. Don't worry. We ain't gonna never leave y'all for no robots, because first time you fuck over one of them robots, that's your ass. You think a regular bitch will shut down your life? Wait till you piss off a robot bitch. You wake up this bitch and shut your lights off, your cable is off. She done quit your job with a long letter signed with your name. Goddamn computer bitch. Bitch done sent your dick pics all out to the community and shit. She done turned into Rob Kardashian and shit. What are you doing, computer?